Thank you, Penny. You know, I just need to keep reminding myself that Bert's success is not my failure.
There you go!
And that men of his large stature are more susceptible to a wide array of life-threatening diseases.
There you go.
What's up?
I'm conducting a quick survey. Do you think this respectful and loving tribute to a great man is in poor taste?
Yep.
Do you think this is in poor taste?
Does it spin around and do tricks?
Yeah!
Then yeah.
What do you think?
That is hilarious. Give me the remote control. I want to drive him into the girls' west room.
All right, we're done. It's offensive.
Top of the afternoon, gentlemen.
You're in a good mood.
It's a new day. I have a new outlook. Yeah, I realize I don't need to worry about other people. I just need to think more about myself.
Oh, how will we ever get used to the new you?
Well, I'm glad to see you moving forward.
Bert did quality research. He deserves whatever accolades he receives.
What is going on? Did you upgrade his software last night?
I think he might be learning on his own.
Then the robot uprising has begun.
Excuse me, I need to pay Bert a proper congratulations.
He doesn't just look like C-3PO, now he walks like him.
Bert, I wanted to let you know that I read your research and your award is well-deserved.
Thanks. I've been hearing that a lot. Ever since I won, people think I'm great.
Well, just this once, you can count me as people, too.
You know, as a MacArthur Grant winner, I'm allowed to nominate someone for next year.
Really? I didn't know that.
So I was thinking, you know, engineers don't get a lot of respect. Is your friend Howard working on anything cool?
You know, I'm not sure. No, you'd have to ask him. Excuse me. Huh? Leonard! I hurt myself again!
Excuse me, I have to go take some pictures.
I can't believe you headbutted a water fountain.
No, I went to punch the water fountain, slipped in water in front of the water fountain, and hit my head on the water fountain.
I can't imagine you being violent.
It's not hard. Just picture the Three Stooges and then take away Two Stooges.
I'm so disappointed in myself. Jealousy is completely illogical.
It's a human emotion, Sheldon. Everyone gets jealous. I'm jealous of Leonard and Penny and Howard and Bernadette for being in such happy relationships.
What about me and Sheldon?
Sure.
I've always been jealous of how much money Raj's family has.
Thank you for saying that. Next to buying things, that is the best part about having money.
Well, ever since I met Penny, I've been envious of her looks.
Aw, thank you.
That's why I was so happy when you cut your hair off.
What?
You know what I mean? You were still hot, but more like, oh, why'd that hot girl cut off all her hair hot?
Well, you liked my short hair, right?
Yeah, I loved it. Love you, love the hair, would love to change the subject.
Seriously, none of you liked it?
I thought it was brave. Does that count as liking it?
You know, how come nobody's talking about Howard's dopey haircut?
I think he looks cute.
I think you're cute.
I think you're both cute.
I think I hate all of you nerds.
Sorry, I'm moving slowly.
I don't mind. If you pull a butterscotch out of your pocket, it'll be like I'm walking with my grandma.
Oh, no. A plaque? Nobody wants to see this.
Oh, change plaque to mixed race couple and you are my grandma.
I can't take this anymore. Bert! Bert! Bert!
Come in.
All right, let's do this. Bert, we need to talk.
What happened to you?
Rock, rock, water fountain. I am not proud of this, but I have been envious of your recent success.
Wow. I won the MacArthur Grant. Everyone's jealous of me. Once I get LASIK, I'll be out of things to wish for.
I was hoping by admitting my weakness to you, I'd somehow be unburdened.
Is it working?
No. Now that you know my weakness, I hate you more than ever.
Well, you know, we're both pretty smart. I bet if we put our heads together, we could come up with a solution.
Hang on. You're my enemy. Now, if the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and right now I'm my own worst enemy, that makes you my friend. Okay, I'm good to go.
Great. Now that we're friends, want to see if we can get tickets to a taping of Ellen?
You know what? This isn't going to work.
Wait. You know, you've got a lot to be happy about. You're at the top of your field. You have a great girlfriend.
Yes, that's right. I have Amy. In the past, you've professed feelings for her. Does it eat you up inside that I have her and you don't?
It used to. But now that I'm rich and successful, I think I can do better.
I can't believe you punched Bert.
I didn't punch him. He turned around and I gave him a Captain Kirk karate chop. I'm not even sure he knows I did it.
Hey, Sheldon, I've got someone here who might make you feel better.
Hello, Sheldon.
Professor Hawking.
I understand you're struggling with professional jealousy.
Thanks, Leonard. Now he's not going to think I'm cool.
Don't worry. I know how you feel. I have never won a Nobel Prize.
Oh, wow. That doesn't seem fair.
It's fine. I've been on The Simpsons.
How do you deal with the success of your colleagues?
I remind myself every scientific advancement is a victory. Also, I was on Star Trek.
Oh, it was a good one. He played poker with Sir Isaac. You don't care.
Don't waste your time on jealousy, Sheldon. You're too brilliant.
How can you feel bad if Stephen Hawking says you're brilliant?
I can't. Thank you, Professor Hawking. You are a gift to mankind. There should be statues of you everywhere. You know, the Lincoln Memorial has a big chair. We could swap you right in.
I always thought a motorized toy of me would be cool.
What a wonderful idea. How does this man not have a Nobel?
Do not tell Wallowitz.
Way ahead of you.
A new study came out and it said that laughing makes your brain work better. And I know that's true because laughing has made me the smartiest. Although, on the other hand, babies laugh a lot and they're dumb.
Do people know about her? She's delightful.